Hi, this is Lori McCabe from the SMB Group, and today I'm talking to Raj Malik and Mike Moseth, co-founders of KickScore. And they're going to tell us a little bit about what KickScore offers for small businesses. So just in a nutshell, Mike and Raj, what do you guys do at KickScore?
Sure. Well, this is Raj. Thank you very much, Lori and Sajeev, for taking the time to interview us. We're really excited to be on this. KickScore, in a nutshell, we really help small business show that they can be trusted online so they can sell more. So many small businesses that, you know, that start off online have a difficult time showing and demonstrating that they're trustworthy to customers. So we said, hey, look, these small businesses have a long track record of personal responsibility and financial responsibility and a track record of actually being, you know, successful people. To take that track record and make and that financial responsibility and data and information about that and make it fully transparent to a small to the website visitors that actually come to a small business's site. So we take all that information about a small business, make it transparent to a website visitor so they can sell more and close more leads.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, just transparency is the key. And, you know, small businesses oftentimes can give a better price point on similar products, but they don't have the name cachet of a Best Buy. But if you can show transparency and show who you're really buying from with the small business and show your positive track record either personally or offline, that will help you compete with their brand name and offer a the same service or a better service at a better price for the consumer.
Right. So I'm looking at this site, the kickscore.com site. I see, you know, you come up with a score and something called a kick report and a badge. Can you tell us how that, you know, how you get all that, you know, how that gets measured?
Sure. Raj, you mind if I handle this one?
Yeah.
So this is Mike. What we do is, you know, as far as those services that you just talked about, like the score and the kick report, all those are really just talking about how we deliver transparency. So if you go to the website, you sign up, and you just enter in a few pieces of information about your business and your website, then what will happen is we'll generate what we call an interactive seal that can reside on your website. And then when somebody mouses over and clicks on it, it'll actually take to kind of the report card that we have on your business based on the information that you've provided us, based on information that we've done some investigation through databases on businesses and individuals and your, you know, track records, as well as we've developed some web crawlers that look around at your site and the security of your site. And then finally, the last piece, which is a hot topic, is consumer reviews of your site. And we incorporate all those things and give different measures to it and come up with an overall recommendation score. You know, what kind of experience will you have and what's the likelihood of having a good experience with this site? And then, you know, a lot of questions we get are, well, you know, I'd like to know how you're weighting these things. Well, we don't want to give away our secret sauce and how we weight it, but what we will do is we will give you transparency into the actual information we've pulled or were provided on this business, so you can see their website traffic. You can see what kind of security is on that website. You can see the management team and how, you know, responsible they are in their, you know, personal transactions in terms of criminal records or they, you know, they have an indication that they might be, you know, financially not on the up and up. Those types of things. You know, we don't give away any kind of personal information, but we say, here are the things we've looked at. Here's why we feel good or bad about this business. And you make, you know, if you want to trust our score, you can. If you don't, we're going to actually let you look at the things and make your own conclusions based on that.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of small businesses is it for? Is it mainly for online merchants or who would use KickScore?
That's a great question. We actually cover, we have a seal and the competence badge for small businesses. It's really for all types of small businesses. People who sell online, so e-commerce or online stores, that's one seal that we have. And then we also have one for service providers. So if you're a lawyer or if you're a consultant or a contractor or a plumber that's online, we have a service seal as well, too, that, again, can take information about kind of the small business's track record of reliability and actually make that fully transparent to the small business. We take the information that a small business provides to us, either the online store or one of the service providers, and they can we take that information, score it, and then make it transparent. Also, we have some bloggers that are on that can use the seal too as well, because they're again trying to show that their site is trustworthy, and then even nonprofits too can also can use the seal.
So what have you been learning? I mean, how long has KickScore been around, and you know, what are the customers that are using it kind of telling you in terms of how it may influence where you take this KickScore solution?
Well, so we've been around for, we launched products, we did a soft launch about this time last year. Then we did our first partner integration end of the summer, beginning of fall of 2010. So really, you know, last year was more of our beta, you know, proof of concept. We've got quite a few customers since then, and the feedback we're getting is we like the service. It's helping us explain to customers who we are, because we also allow them to, you know, on the platform along with a kick report where you can see all the pieces of information we've collected. We let them, you know, show and do upload a video on themselves. Based on feedback from our customers, another thing that we're going to incorporate in the next month or two is social media. You know, how many, you know, people like them on Facebook, how many followers their business has on Twitter, that kind of transparency as well, and trying to, you know, put all those things together onto one source, so that if you don't have to go do a Google search on, you know, Angie's Hammers, you can actually find it on the report card that we're hosting on the bottom right-hand corner of the website, and you can see all the information that's out there on them.
Right. So you're going to partner, like, with Groupon or something like that? That kind of would be interesting.
Well, that's that's a great idea.
We're actually talking to a number of partners right now. So there's a lot of, you know, the small business enablers, website hosting companies and e-commerce companies and, you know, folks like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, maybe network solutions are right in your backyard. So how do small businesses, can they try this out for, is there a free trial or do they just go right in there and buy it, and what's the pricing?
Right now,
we have it where we're actually just converting now to a paid model, but new signups can use it free for, I believe, 30 or 60 days. So it's a really easy process, and the price point is pretty inexpensive. Depending on if you go through one of our partners, there can be a bundled price, so there's different price points. But if you're just going to kind of a standalone, you know, it's less than, I think, $15 a month is where we're coming out with a price point, which is cheaper than some alternative, kind of inferior alternative solutions. And, you know, our view is if you just sell one additional product every year, it's probably paid for the service.
And we'll even offer this. Lori, we'll even offer this, you know, for anybody who wants to get a discount, you know, after we start charging, you know, hit us up on Twitter at KickScore, and we'll hook those small businesses up.
Okay, and what about, Raj, you know, you said they could buy it direct from you, but it sounds like you also have some partners that maybe with some other services related they can buy it through. Who are you partnering with now?
So right now we have had a fantastically successful partnership with a company called Shopster. We're going to be launching a few more partnerships within the next month or so, and it's a little bit under wraps. But right now, folks can go to Shopster, get an e-commerce store, get started online immediately, and they can get the KickScore seal as well through Shopster. I have to go to Shopster.com. There are folks that are located up in Canada but have e-commerce stores and small businesses, I think 75,000 across the world. So, you know, they're a real giant.
Right. Well, this has been great. So where does if a small business is interested, where do they go if they want to learn some more about KickScore?
Well, they can go to kickscore.com, KickScore.com. They can also, as I said, hit us up on Twitter or our Facebook fan page. Twitter, we're at KickScore. Or visit our blog at blog.kickscore.com. But any one of those sites, they can check us out there.
Okay. Well, Raj and Mike, thanks again for your time today. We really appreciate you joining us and sharing the information. It looks like a solution that a lot of small businesses may want to check out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.